Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
On the Lanch J Radio Network, ATR Voices, Sirius XM, channel 141. Got my guy Smirk TV and Lino 615 in the booth with me. Are you following the Olympics? Do you guys care about the Olympics? So you're not following the Olympics. Especially you with Team USA. I thought you would have come in with your LeBron polo white jacket that he had on over the weekend.
I watch some of his games if they're not on at like 3 a.m.
That's
true. They're like 11 a.m., right, 3 a.m. But
right, it's over.
Yeah, no, I watch him. But the whole Olympics, I just like basketball.
You don't care about Shakari Richardson? You don't care
about... I don't know
about,
who that is.
Okay. That's that girl who be running.
Right, the long fingernails.
She gay, ain't she?
I don't know who that is.
I believe that she's part of the LGBTQ community, but I don't know that fact.
Yeah, I don't
know. Say it correctly.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
but get every alphabet in there.
But I think that has been publicly discussed.
Yeah. I just remember because it was a big uproar about her. Like, they said she was ghetto and then something about her hair. And then I think they kind of, like, tried to throw that up.
During the last, during the World Championships, she tested positive for marijuana.
And her mama died.
Her mother had passed away.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, trying to cope with the passing. I've lost my mother, so I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And she was coping with the passing, but she failed a drug test, so she was left off the team the last go-around.
Over some marijuana.
Yeah. And then she had a bad stretch. She wasn't really training that much, so she finished dead last a couple times, like 10 out of 10. Mm. But she got all of that cleaned up and back together, so she's killing it. She's only – Shakari Richardson is like 5 feet tall. So the fact that she can run that fast and her stride is so much smaller than everyone else's is really amazing. But so you didn't watch any of the Olympic opening ceremonies. What do you think about Team USA?
Like 2 days?
What do I think about Team USA? Yeah. I mean, it's – you know, I mean, they're just going to win, I think. I mean, I think they have much more competition.
Are you sure? Because those guys are old.
And they're the
best. Not in their prime.
I think you can argue. I think LeBron and Steph still playing pretty similar. And I'm not even a Steph guy, but both of them are playing pretty. They got similar numbers to when they were in their prime. I don't think
that's true.
They might not be as
they're not playing as much defense, right?
But yeah. Well, you don't need to.
LeBron's still giving you 26 and 7-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steph's still giving you. I mean, he's not. His scoring went down a little bit.
Yeah.
He has some injuries.
LeBron's still giving you the average. I think a season ago he had the highest average of his career for point. I mean, look at the roster, but still, you know, he had some stinkers in Cleveland too.
Stinkers in Cleveland?
Like rosters.
Oh, okay. You mean like when he had
Anderson
Varejao and Mo Williams and all of those guys. Delonte West, all of those guys.
Antoine Jamison.
Right. Delonte West is falling on some hard times, man. It's
just every three, four years.
Tough to see his situation.
About 3 to 4 months.
Do you think, because I know that you're a staunch LeBron James fan.
Yeah.
Do you think that playing...
That's my president.
Him and... All right, that's... Hey, that's not... I would take...
please don't...
I would take LeBron probably over what we have,
in
the market right now.
I would.
I'd rather see LeBron live. LeBron become...
True, president. I don't want him to get involved. Okay. That's a good point.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't want LeBron to run.
It wouldn't graze his ear. I'll tell you that much.
Right, yeah, no, they hit him. That's
a good point.
They got Biden with a water gun.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to find something to do. Now, LeBron looks
he's 18.
Play until he's 43, 44.
LeBron's smart.
He doesn't look like he's slowing down. How long do you think he's going to play?
I feel like it's
you
really
think that
up
his son
him.
Is there. What do you think about Bronny being? Because Bronny hadn't been drafted.
I think for the 55th pick in the draft, he's a fine pick.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
what the hell?
That like, person –
Yeah, what the hell?
That person doesn't even usually make the
55th
team.
Pick is not usually, and his last two summer league games, for a 55th pick, I'll put it to you like this. I think his last two games he had an outing where he had like 12 points and then 13 points.
Right.
If he would have just had one other game, like a third one where he had 12 to 13 for a 55th pick. If his name wasn't Bronny James Jr., they'd be saying the Lakers got a steal with a 55th pick.
Now, you follow the James family. Do you think – I have a theory. I don't think that Bronny's going to play in the G League. I think he's going to be on the roster the entire year. Just like like Giannis' brother is on the roster.
Well, he's a guaranteed – he's not a two-way player, so technically he's on the roster.
Right.
But do I think he'll play games in the G League to get ready? Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, he is.
Do you think that Bronny will get on the court?
Other than
garbage time, I mean, they're down or up by 50.
I'll put it to you like this. I feel like they'll give him a few runs at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
Just to see where he's at, what it's like in an actual NBA game. And then if they're looking like they're going to win, like they have an opportunity to compete, he'll probably, sit down for a minute. And then towards the end of the season, where it's either they've got a slot cemented, like, okay, we've got this playoff berth, or they know they're, God forbid, they're not in the playoffs at all.
Right.
We'll see Bronny and catching some lobs, or LeBron catching some lobs from Bronny, and they'll just be out there having fun at that point because that's the whole.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I don't usually, Selena, I don't usually agree with Smirk because Smirk comes in here with the LeBron James underwear on.
He just
glazes the donut for a full hour every
time. He deserves it.
Just get tired of it. But I agree with Smirk. I can't hate on someone because at 46, I remember turning 40. Just happy to run up and down at all.
Yeah.
Like, I can't hate on someone that's doing what he's doing at 40, and he's a billionaire. If I had a billionaire, there's no way I'd be doing this show with the two of y'all. I mean, I might be hitting you up. I might be like, hey, guys, I'm pulling up the yacht in the rivers. I want y'all hop on the yacht.
Yeah.
We got women in Hennessy.
This little comedy thing y'all are doing?
On the yacht, just like, yo, let's just go buy Third Coast Comedy Club and then burn it down. Well, whatever comedy club, anyone that disrespected you.
Not Third Coast, love you.
Or we buy Third Coast, and we expand
it. Scott's going to kill
something
us.
Else, but it's just,
Scott, please.
If you're a billionaire, you're not going to get up at 8 in the morning and go to work.
No.
Like, I remember when Magic Johnson.
That man's not human, though.
I remember when Magic
Johnson. He loves it, man.
When Magic Johnson was working for the Lakers maybe 5 or 6 years ago, like right before COVID hit, I remember looking at him and I was like, this guy's almost a billionaire. Like, he's not gonna report to the owner.
No.
You think he's going to come in a meeting at 7 with donuts and coffee? Like, it's Magic Johnson. So, in the first argument, he got it with Rob Pelinka. He just quit. He just said, I'm not going to be here. Because usually someone that's a billionaire just doesn't do that. But I have the utmost respect for him. I can't hate.
I feel like he's treating life like he did the basketball numbers. We're just going to see how far we can go with it until I change it.
And I also feel like at any sport, at any level, especially basketball, because this is the sport we're talking about, if you're really a fan of basketball in the NBA or just a fan of any sport, you want your athlete. Now, some people are all-time greats, but they really don't like their sport. They'll give you a good 10 years maybe, and it'll just be like, I could go but I don't even care about being the best. I've made my million, I don't. So for someone, like you said, that's a billionaire, he could have retired 5 years ago and it'd be him and Jordan, no matter what you want to, I just feel like you got to be like, and he's having fun. You see him out there, Team USA, out there having, he's
the best player on the team.
I know.
He's the best player on the team.
Yeah. Especially with
the international rules, because there's no three in the key. International more,
he's playing a little more loose.
The big, strong guy down low than basketball in the States. Are Lakers a championship contender? Do you think that
not
he
with
has
this
a
current,
shot? Okay.
I'll put it to you like this. With a healthy LeBron and AD, they got a shot.
Right.
But how it'd be very difficult. A lot would have to go right if they keep the roster as constructed.
Okay.
But I'll never cut out a healthy LeBron and AD.
What do you think about
AD might be the second best player. He's playing on Team USA right now.
Playing very well. What do you think about Steph and the Warriors?
I think Steph need to go ahead and come over with his pals in LA.
You think so?
I don't know if that'll happen, but
I don't know how the salary cap works.
He did just finally say, though, and it's the only time we've ever heard an inkling of him wanting to leave the Warriors. He just said this is during Team USA when he's been hanging out with LeBron and AD. There's photos of him all over. And he said they got it out of him. They were like, would you ever leave the Warriors? He's like, that's my team. I would never want to leave, but also I got to do what's best for me. And even still at this point in my career, I want to win.
Well, shooters can shoot until they're old. So he has another 3-4 years.
Ray Allen in Miami. Come on, that's going to be Clay in Dallas if they look.
He might not be. I like the Clay move to Dallas. I like that a lot, I think, because Kyrie and Luka are both ball dominant.
They needed that
so
little
they
wing.
Need someone to sit in the corner. And Klay, one of his things is, you know, he can score without dribbling. You know, he's a catch and shoot guy.
Scored like 61 points with 10 dribbles, didn't he? Yeah.
So I think that really fits in into their offense. What do you think about – and this show – so this show originated on ESPN Philadelphia. That's where I really got my start. What do you think about Paul George moving to Philly? Do you think that that matters at all? I don't think it matters at all.
Guess what? It's another year of the Philadelphia 76ers and another year of Paul George.
Right.
Respect to Paul George. He's like this generation's Tracy McGrady. Fun, smooth player to watch. But he's not scaring nobody when it matters.
So that's interesting. So you're not – you see, you're young. You're showing your age there.
What Tracy McGrady do? How many playoff rounds?
T-Mac.
I know, and so was Paul George.
T-Mac before the injuries.
In the regular season?
And
was
Kobe
incredible.
Were the same dude.
Shut up.
Before the injuries.
Shut the hell
before
up.
Before the injuries. Now, after the injuries, injuries hurt people. Injuries took Penny Hardaway's career.
I'm young. I don't
injuries are going to take Embiid's career. Shaq would have been great longer if it wasn't for the injuries.
Shaq got four rings. Shaq got four rings.
If it wasn't for injuries, he'd probably have seven.
Okay, but he got four.
But T-Mac, I can't agree with
how
you.
How many times
T-Mac.
They go to the conference finals?
T-Mac. Did no, he? They didn't. But
he went on multiple teams.
As a killer.
He was good
on
Houston and Orlando.
But by the time he got to Houston, he was broken down. He's physically broken
not
down.
Not really.
Not the same.
Not
dude.
Really.
But I just can't. T-Mac and Kobe, you ask anybody from my era, T-Mac and Kobe were real close.
See,
Kobe was
I
better.
I disagree because I feel like people
close.
From your – I'm a LeBron guy, so this ain't even my fight.
Right.
But I feel like people from your era ride for Kobe more than almost any. Maybe 5 years younger. I don't know. But still,
I'm one of
your
the few
era.
People. I love Kobe, and you know it's tough.
It's not my battle. I'm just
tough.
That
it's
sounds
tough.
Crazy.
You never want to disrespect someone that's not here.
The man just had it though.
I think that Kobe is slightly overrated, and people are looking for that. I've said that
battle.
On this show before.
This ain't my battle.
I think that Kobe is slight. Not saying that he's not a top.
You're going to catch him
I'm
at
not
the
saying
barber
he's,
shop
I'm
this
not
week.
Saying he's, I don't, I'm bald. I've been bald for South Jersey.
That's why he's saying this stuff.
I think that Kobe, and if you listen to Steven Jackson said this too, I think that Kobe.
Yeah, because Steven Jackson's just the greatest name.
That's because Kobe abused him. But I think that Kobe is top 10. Which is not a diss. That's not a disrespect.
You're not gonna upset me.
People
man.
Make Kobe just, top three, and I just don't. I don't see.
He
that.
In my top
I think
five.
It's because he passed away, and there's a groundswell of people pushing him up because he's more of a legend because he passed away. Unfortunately,
all I'm saying is this: I was the one that was ahead of my time. I'll say this: that in 2009, I was saying LeBron, and people were coming for Kobe. Like I just heard all the argument. I feel
do you,
like
do
that's
you feel like
not
LeBron's better than Kobe? Who's better, Kobe or LeBron?
Well, LeBron's definitely a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant. Absolutely.
At their, so what is your? So it's another conversation.
Yeah.
what is your definition of greatness? Because I could argue that Kobe, if your definition of greatness is at their
you
zenith.
You just said Tracy McGrady might be better than Kobe Bryant.
No, I said that. I didn't say that. See, no, that's not what I said. I said that they were neck and neck you before said, the injuries. Before
so might
the
be.
Injuries,
I didn't say greater.
Before.
Close.
I'm talking about at age 24.
Okay.
I didn't say at age 30. That would be
still.
A ridiculous conversation.
But let's hear the Kobe thing.
Is greatness your zenith? Or is greatness doing it for 20 years? Which is more?
I think it's not just the 20 years thing, though. I think LeBron, he had a long longevity than Kobe.
Because Kobe did have a stretch. Kobe had that stretch.
Yeah, but he wasn't winning.
After
wasn't
the Eagle Colorado,
winning.
That's true. No, that's
he wasn't winning.
That's true.
LeBron went to eight straight finals, bro.
That's true.
LeBron, like, we tend to forget, and he's still playing. Like,
I'm not a LeBron hater.
We
like,
tend to
I
forget what every
–
no one's done it since.
Well, I mean, it could have been done since because that was only 3 years ago.
No. Then Giannis should have went for 4 years. Then Steph should have went
for – Yeah, we thought that Giannis –
Jokic didn't even go back the year after, and they were calling him better than Shaq.
I knew that Giannis got Americanized. After that championship, he was at Chick-fil-A getting 50 nuggets. I was like, this guy's done with it.
Jokic was supposed to go for three of them in a row.
He's not going
to
do that.
He got out in the second round.
Jokic wants to be with his horses in Serbia, man.
Hey, straight. I don't say it. Like, he literally, when he was at the peck of his league, it was undeniable. Kobe, is it Tim Duncan? Is it Tracy McGrady, apparently? Well,
you're really offended by the Tracy McGrady. You need to Google.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
It's absurd in the arc of their career. I said at 22, 23, it was comparable.
Well, then you really
didn't say I said before the injuries when they were young, it was comparable. But that's factual. That's not my
skill wise, maybe. But Tracy didn't acute it to wins.
Kobe became great. Tracy had injuries and was a one-dimensional offense-only player. And then Kobe became an all-time great. But I'll give you that. Year four in the league,
I'll say this because I don't want Tracy to listen to this and think Tracy was fun to watch. Everybody's seen the 12.
I mean, there was a time early in LeBron's career where LeBron and Paul Pierce were peers in his early career.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Paul Pierce is
Paul Pierce was in his prime and LeBron was 15.
Exactly, but they were peers at the time. Paul Pierce isn't anywhere close to LeBron. Isaiah Thomas owned Michael Jordan. Was his daddy. In the early 80s, was his daddy.
Yeah.
Then Jordan came up, and
I'll say this for Tracy. One of the best pure offensive players of all time. Absolutely. Yeah. Offensively. One of the best ever.
So do you slot LeBron above Jordan? I think that's what I
believe. I do, absolutely,
Lino, what do you?
But it's a generation thing.
Was that even a serious question for him?
Yeah, I do, absolutely. I think he's passed most of his We go back to that mythical, like they made Jordan like a superhero in the 90s, this whole killer instinct.
Now, you were born in the 90s, right?
96, yeah. 96. But I never saw – I was five when Jordan
I graduated high school in 96. Okay, so
– God bless you.
You're born in 96. So Jordan was still winning rings when you were born, but you were
– I have no idea. But it's just a generation.
You weren't able to digest
Jordan,
the game.
I'm not mad at you.
Did Mama Smirk put you in front of the TV to watch Jordan as a little kid?
No.
Do you remember Jordan with the Wizards? Do you remember watching that?
Hardly.
Okay,
hardly. So, I know what you're talking about, but I was five. I was more worried about SpongeBob than Michael Jordan at five.
That's fair enough. Lino, what do you think?
Where you got to go with just LeBron.
Yeah.
So you guys think LeBron is better than Jordan?
Yeah, he is.
I'm just looking at. I'm looking out like.
Do you
outside.
Hear that? Do you hear this? Do you hear this serious XM channel?
But y'all,
I'm looking outside of basketball.
You just
and
said the last
else.
Segment that we are doomed. We are really,
let me
really
prove
doomed.
Something. You
like,
see how
really,
he reacted,
really true.
And how I'm comfortable in my answer, and I'm confident in my. I don't care what y'all pick, but y'all get way more offensive than us. Like y'all older, the Jordan stands because y'all know the time's up, man. He had to drop the documentary when they were ready to crown LeBron. Jordan said, release the footage.
That might be true. I can't disagree
with
that.
We're comfortable in it. If you say, Jordan, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
It's okay. That's fair.
No.
To be honest.
Jordan.
So this is my honest opinion. And we got to cut to a break and then get to a final segment because we could have this discussion for hours.
Oh, yeah, you got a smirk going. Oh.
And I'm not mad at you. I know who's I know who broke out
I think if you really look at it objectively, I think it's generally a tie. I think it's a toss-up, one or the
it's
other.
A generational thing.
My dad thinks that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is better than both of them, so it's just generational.
And his dad probably
but,
got Russell.
But I will say this, and then I will cut to the break.
I'm not mad at
there
you.
Is absolutely no way that either of you, if your life was on the line and you had to win one game and you had to pick Jordan or LeBron and they're trying to win one game, your life depends on you.
LeBron
got billion
James.
No way, no way.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
Shout out to all them guys, man. Rasheed Wallace, you know, Katino Mobley, Sean Red Smith, Terrell Stokes, you know, all of those guys. A lot of them are Philadelphia legends when it comes to the basketball.
Right.
You know, but I drop real numbers on them. So what would that make me?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Are you J-ing people up? Are you crossing people up?
All of that.
Are you? Or is all of the above?
Yeah, I was similar to Iverson.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Okay, well, check this out. They were doing the premiere of Private Parts at Madison Square Garden. And as I was going to the premiere, I see Donald Trump on the corner of 31st Street and 8th Avenue by the Garden. I walked over to him. I said, with excitement, hey, how you doing, Mr. Trump? He looks down at me and says, not now. I said, wow. But my name is Flavor Flav. He said, not now.
James Lewis.
I said to him, yo, I'm the one that gave your son Donald an autograph in Planet Hollywood. He said, good for you. Good for you.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.